Holly Johnson, good afternoon.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Good to talk to you. I'm just smiling here because I'm playing that song mid-afternoon. But there you go. That's the way the world has changed, because it was banned back in 1983 by the BBC.
Yes, but Afternoon Delight wasn't banned.
There you go. Yes. Yes. Why wait till the middle of a cold, dark night?
Indeed.
Great to talk to you. We've so much to talk about. You're coming to the Forever Young Festival at Palmerstown House Estate in Kildare. You're headlining Saturday night, the 16th of July. You've been there before, and you know that they love you down there.
Yes, well, I love them.
Yes.
They all had a ride on my love train.
Yes.
In Palmerstown Estate. It's in Nace, isn't it?
It is, just outside Nace. Yes, it is. It is.
It's a lovely place, yeah. And if we've got the weather like we have today, it'll be a festival. It's only the second one of Forever Young, but the first one went off with a bang. It was really good.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, just we better get this out of the way. Your younger brother, or your older brother, because we've a number of stories here, says, myself and a few girlfriends did the Magical Mystery Tour a few years back with Holly's brother as tour guide. He told us he was Holly's brother anyway. I need confirmation. Philippa.
Well, he does tell everyone he was my brother, but I'm not so sure. He could have been the milkman, for all I know.
Right, so you're not confirming or denying.
I'm not confirming or denying that, I'm afraid.
Right, okay. And then you were spotted back in the day in Matty Hayes' shop in Bennett's Bridge, County Kilkenny. So you lived in Ireland for a while, Holly, did you?
Yes, we lived in Boris, County Carlo, in the King of Leinster's house.
Right.
That was freezing cold and damp. And we got all the local ladies to make us woolly jumpers to keep us warm. We had a great time, though. There was a salmon farm there. And
yeah.
I did go to Kilkenny and work on a stall for a girl who did pottery.
Right.
For the day, that was one of the things I did. And we used to go to Dublin, obviously, and stay at Bloom's,
yeah.
Which I don't even think is there anymore. I'm not sure.
Don't think so. What year was this, Holly? What year was this?
This must have been 1986,
right.
The summer of.
Yeah, yeah.
It must have been. We were writing, we were writing songs there, and other bands had previously hired it, like the Thompson Twins, for example.
Yeah.
It was a nice place to stay. It's lovely. There are more beautiful parts of Ireland, of course, but it was very nice. We got on very well with the locals. There was a lot of crying Mary statues.
Yes, at the time. Yes, yes.
Around there, and we even went to a field to have a look, and people would just be standing there in awe, waiting for Mary, Mother of God, to cry.
Yes, yeah.
Which was a bit strange, but yeah, there you go.
There you go. That was big that summer. Listen, speaking about big, so bring us right back. So I have the 12-inch Relax at home. I was just looking at it there. So it's nearly...
Which one? There's so many of them.
Oh, well, I'd like to think it's the original, Holly, but I'm not so sure. It has the Sex Mix on it. I'm looking at it here.
Is the original first one.
Is
but
it?
But then there was the New York or US Mix,
uh-huh,
which was also very popular.
Yeah.
And a couple of others, I think.
Right. So that was released in October of 1983, and then it hit the charts and went to number one in January of the next year.
That's correct.
Can you bring us back to that time and you and Trevor Horn, who produced it, and everything that was going on at the time?
Well, we did a PA tour in 1983, places like the Camden Palace and various nightclubs up and down the country. And it wasn't taking off. It was hanging around the lower regions of the chart.
Yeah.
We'd already been on the Tube, the live Friday night programme. And people enjoyed that. And one week we got the Tube again, and it went up a bit into the top 30, and that qualifies us for Top of the Pops. So we actually appear on the 20th anniversary or birthday of Top of the Pops,
uh-huh,
performing the song before it was banned by the BBC.
Uh-huh. Right.
Which is odd. They played it about 90-odd times before the penny dropped and they decided to ban it.
Right. Okay. And, of course, that was probably the best thing that happened for the song.
Well, admittedly, that's what they say. They think it got it to number one. But then after Two Tribes got to number one in the summer for 9 weeks, Relax came back into the charts and we held the number one and the number two spot concurrently, which was very odd. So by Christmas time, when The Power of Love had got to number one, the BBC relented and got us back for Christmas Top of the Pops to do it again.
What a year. What a year for you.
Well, it was pretty hectic, I have to say. But, you know, when you're 24 years old, you take things in your stride somewhat.
Yeah.
So it was a great laugh for us.
I was just reading about it and looking at footage and all that. It was like gay punk, that, you know, because it was, you were overtly gay, which at the time was breaking all sorts of rules and regulations and boundaries, wasn't it?
It usually didn't like artists to be openly gay. I mean, there weren't many around. There was basically me and Paul Rutherford, and then a bit later on, Jimmy Somerville and Larry and Steve, who were openly gay also. So there was us, and then there was Bronski Beat.
Yeah.
In that year of 1984. But, you know, all the likes of Boy George and Mark Almond and the next year, the Pet Shop Boys, George Michael, they hadn't made a statement about their sexuality.
No.
Probably on advice of their record companies.
Yeah. Trevor Horn, of course, produced Relax and Two Tribes, and he was in the Buggles, wasn't he, Trevor Horn?
He was a Buggle, yeah. Buggle. He was the lead Buggle with funny coloured glasses, a bit like Timmy Mallet.
Yes, he do. A bit more talented.
Yeah, I think, you know, everyone has their own talents
in their own way. Yes, you're right, Holly, you are right.
We can't flag Timmy off.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. So I was reading as well that you know, It's a Sin was a major TV program. Was it last year? And it sort of plotted and dramatised that time in the UK and AIDS and everything that went with it. Did you watch that, Holly?
I did, but I found it very difficult to watch. I found it very emotionally moving and. I wouldn't say it was a pleasant experience for me, to be honest with you. It was a struggle to watch it.
And did you see friends of yours die from AIDS?
Oh, absolutely. I visited people in hospital in 1983 and 1984 in London. And, you know, I saw some terrible sights, really. Mm. It was shocking. And, you know, the way they were treated wasn't great, you know, food left outside the door of the hospital room and things like that. People, there was a lot of fear in the air.
Yeah, an awful lot of fear. And you are living with HIV yourself.
Yes, but I'm not here to talk about my health. I'm here to talk about the Forever Young Festival.
No, but
acting the bollocks.
Holly, I am genuinely interested in your story, and that's sincere. But I'm also going to tell people that you are headlining Saturday night at the Forever Young Festival in Palmerston House in Naas, and I watched your performance from when you were there in 2019. It was an amazing performance, and people loved you, and they're in for a treat if they go along, and they'll see not only Frankie Goes to Hollywood, but also Holly Johnson's solo stuff as well, Americano's Love Train, etc.
Oh, they'll get all the hits and more.
Yes.
And it'll be like when Frankie Goes to Hollywood played the RDS in Dublin on the first date of the world tour in 1985.
Wow. What was that like?
That was incredible. We'd never had such an amazing reception, apart from in Liverpool.
Yeah,
but
your hometown.
This was a much bigger venue, the RDS. It was absolutely fantastic. We couldn't believe it. The audience just went mental.
Yeah, yeah. Heady times.
They were.
Yeah. What's your favourite memory from those years? What, like there was Top of the Pops and there was Number One and Number Two. And you mentioned that, and you didn't mention, because I'm going to mention it now, that the only other group in the history of pop music who've managed to do that when charts mattered were the Beatles in 1968.
Well, also Gerry Marsden with his first three hits went to number one.
Right. No, but yeah. When you had Number One and Number Two.
Oh, yes, that's absolutely right.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
Yeah, you know, Gerry Marsden, his first three singles were number ones.
Yes.
And same as our first three singles were number ones. Poor Gerry is just passed away last year. Oh. I was at his memorial in Liverpool about a month or two ago.
Yeah.
But that was an amazing event. People, you know, forget, they always mention the Beatles, but they forget how brilliant and huge Gerry and the Pacemakers were.
And you did a cover of that, because that's on that 12-inch that I have of Relax on the B-side, is Ferry Across the Mersey.
That's absolutely right.
Yes.
It was the B-side of Relax. And,
yes.
And then we did another version that included Paul McCartney, Gerry Marsden and the Christians for the Hillsborough disaster. Uh-huh. Was it 1987, was it? Or no, 1988 or 1989.
It was back in the news anyway recently because of how the Liverpool fans were treated at the Champions League final.
That's right.
Yeah. And you have sang with Paul McCartney.
Well, on a record I have.
Right.
I wasn't in the studio on the same time as him or Gerry or the Christians, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did meet them all at different times of my life.
Yeah. And you're looking forward to get back on the road, and I know you minded yourself. You had to during COVID, so you're doing outdoor gigs mainly. And is it good to be back up and seeing the faces and singing the songs?
I'm really looking forward to it, especially as the first one is in Ireland.
Yes.
And I'm hoping it'll be as good as the last one when I was there, because the audience were amazing. The audience deserved an award, really.
Yeah, best award of a festival goes to the crowd at the Forever Young Festival, Palmerstown. So it's Saturday night, the 16th of July, headlining Holly Johnson, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, all the songs, solo and band. Holly, it was a real pleasure talking to you.
You should come yourself.
Yes, no, I know. Yes, I probably will.
Get a day off from RTE.
Yes.
Yeah. If you can.
I'll be there in the front row.
I'll see you there. Yeah,
right. Mind yourself, Holly.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Ray.
Good talking to you. Bye now. Bye. Well, there's my sister was at the Frankie gig in the RDS and then met them afterwards at Bloom's Hotel. So that all stacks up. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah are on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.